I've been doing, like, professionally with my artwork for almost 2 years now. Before it was just a hobby, where now I'm connected to my culture and I try and teach that to Indigenous children and non-Indigenous children and the community itself. I work as an AEO, which is Aboriginal Education Officer at Warrawong High School, and I work with a mixture of children. I have 67 Indigenous children, but I also work within the whole school teaching them about the Aboriginal culture.
Wow, and so what nations are the kids mainly from? Are they from around the local areas or all
lots
over?
Lots of different, yeah, all over. We have kids from, you know, here, Darawal, and we have Ewan, which is down towards Nowra. Yeah. But we also have kids from Kempsey, so that's all up, you know, north coast.
Yeah.
Got some children from Queensland. It's a quite a big mixture. Some children don't know where their family are from. I try and help them identify what language they're from and try and give them some sort of connection to their culture, which is really great for them because, if, you know, once they have some sort of connection, they embrace it and it can really see it within them learning about the culture.
It's an amazing story, and let's talk about the actual NAIDOC Week poster. First of all, obviously you entered in the competition. Would you like to talk a bit about the competition process?
This was my first time ever entering the NAIDOC poster competition. This year I felt very connected to it. It was very special to me because it's Songlines. Songlines is, you know, the journey of our ancestors and how everything's created and how it's all become one nation. Painting this was such an honour to, you know, have that emotion come out into my painting, and then, you know, to win it was just, I was over the moon. With the work I have done, I did the St. George Illawarra Dragons jersey for the Indigenous round this year, and that was based on Darawal and the three main totems that represent life to this area. I also did St. Vincent's Hospital in Sydney, so my paintings are used for their whole Indigenous program. The CEO, he's non-Indigenous, he wears that as his uniform now and he's quite proud of it. So it's really lovely to see, you know, my artwork meaning so much to all different people.
So do you want to talk a bit more about the detail of the actual poster for NAIDOC Week?
The poster, the painting itself, you know, it represents the different ancestors' connection. And if you look at the dotted work and how it all connects up to one, it goes left, right, zigzag, crisscross, north, south, east, west, whatever way you may look at it, it's how it's all become the journey of the pathways of our ancestors and how the lands and the sea and everything was made by these song lines. So it's really, really important part of our culture, and to be able to paint that into detail and the two different textures I got with the paint for the background. And a lot of people ask me why I use blue. I'm Wiradjuri, which is land, but I live in sea country now and I have this real good connection with living here, and it's just how I was feeling when I was painting it, and I just wanted to share that with our whole community.
And what about the technique? Because you use some line strokes, but then you've also got a lot of dot-to-dot technique. Is that something that you're taught or something that you developed as you're growing up?
Everyone's asked me, have I been taught this? No, I haven't been taught specifically how to do the, you know, the patterns and the different dotted lines and stuff. I believe that it's part of us and it's our connection. And when I paint, I just feel like I don't know exactly where I start. It just starts and it just keeps flowing, and then I create what I'm feeling. And the dots itself is, we always have a story. So when we're painting a dotted pattern, some people might see it as just a round circle, but to us it means a lot more.